The works of the Army Corps of Engineers are well known around the region. The Corps is responsible for three dams in the Rogue River Valley, two functioning, one not. Those are Lost Creek, Applegate, and Elk Creek dams. Elk Creek was never finished, and it was notched to allow Elk Creek to flow free. It's not the water up for discussion at the moment, but the land around the dams. How should it be used is the basic issue in the Rogue River Master Plan. Now in the works, a comment period is open through this Friday, February 2nd. Two guests join us from the Army Corps of Engineers. Gail Saldana is the project manager. Thanks for joining us, Gail.
Thank you for having us.
And Susie Hill's with us as well. She's an environmental specialist. Hello, Susie.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
Sure enough. So, Gail, give us a little history here. Is there an existing master plan?
Yeah, this is Gail. We have master plans that date back to the early 70s. And Elk Creek, we did actually update it in 2012. And this is we're updating it because they are so old, so that we can guide our project people for the next 20 years on this new master plan, regional master plan.
Wow. So if it's the 70s, the plan, the basic part of the plan, not including Elk Creek, has not been updated since around the time Applegate Dam was finished?
Yeah, it was. Applegate dates back to like 1972, and Lost Creek is 1974.
Okay, so just a few years after that. What are the requirements? I mean, you're required to have a master plan, I gather.
Yeah, it's a core policy to have master plans for all our civil works projects, and it's mainly land-based and dealing with the natural resources, cultural resources, and recreational use on our core-owned land. And there's been a push nationwide to update all our master plans.
So, Susie Hill, give us an idea of the scope of the work that has to be done by people like you, because this is falls under the NEPA process, so we're talking about an environmental assessment itself, aren't we?
Yeah. So, with the master plan, what we're going to do is integrate an environmental assessment, which is going to be kind of an interesting way of looking at it. So, rather than a separate environmental assessment, they'll be integrating that information in within the master plan, so it'll be a complete package. So, you'll be seeing information about the affected environment and natural resources inventory is being done for the areas. We're updating that inventory. Obviously, since it's been last time it was done was in the 70s, there's a lot of new information, especially surrounding protected species. And so that information is going to be integrated in the master plan. And then we'll be looking at the environmental impacts of implementing this master plan over the next 20 years. And obviously, since it's a program, we're going to be taking sort of a bigger picture. So this is going to be a programmatic EA. So we're talking through how do we actually do that? How is that going to look within that master plan? So we're going to maybe looking at classes of actions. If we change land classifications from low-density recreation to high-density recreation, what are those environmental impacts going to look like? And so all of that information is going to be integrated into the master plan. And that will be all made available for public review coming up probably mid-June.
So you're saying that the master plan will also function as the environmental assessment, the EA?
Yes, in many aspects.
So give us some examples. It's an integrated document.
Okay,
so give us some examples of the kinds of things that go on in the land. You just mentioned one, low-density recreation versus high-density recreation. Give us some samples in each column.
So I'm not sure what you mean by column.
Well, I mean just in the sense of each category, you know.
Oh, a category. So for those of you that are familiar with Lost Creek and Elk Creek currently is a low-density recreation area. There's, you know, limited recreation. There's some trails. There's that lovely trail that goes along Elk Creek. And so, you know, if we were to look at making that high-density recreation, what kind of environmental impacts would we look? Or on the other hand, if we were to say we want to keep that nice, you know, Elk Creek lot, from we heard from the community when we were down there for our open house, was really we like the ruggedness of the area. So do we keep that low density? Do we put more environmentally sensitive area classifications? So that's kind of what we're looking at from that. Or if we look at specific recreation areas like McGregor Park, which is sort of our nature center, is that an area we can focus on and improve? And what would be the impacts from improving that nature center, making it more accessible to the public?
We're talking about the Rogue River Master Plan with a couple of reps from the Army Corps of Engineers, Susie Hill, an environmental specialist, and Gail Saldana, the project manager. The Rogue River Master Plan concerns the lands around the Rogue River Project dams, Lost Creek, Applegate, and Elk Creek. And there's a comment period open through this week. You can join the conversation now on the Jefferson Exchange with questions or comments at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Specific to Elk Creek, Gail Saldana, there were, last time I was out, it's been about a year and a half, 2 years, still the large piles of gravel and some of the building materials from when the dam was under construction. Is there any plan to move those out of there, or are those staying put?
At this time, that's still under consideration, and there was a lot of discussion about that at the open house. There were use of the gravel for environmental purposes or, motocross areas, so those are still being looked at, and that's kind of our also a real estate concern from our point of view. But at this time, they're still kind of in limbo, I guess you would say.
So, Gail, give us an idea of the kinds of things that were in the original or the most recent, and granted we're talking the 70s, Rogue River Master Plan, that people would be aware of if they're at the Lost Creek or Applegate.
Well, just at Lost Creek, there was land classifications for, like, higher density recreation, like Joseph Stewart State Park. There were lower density uses, like on the, I believe it's the north side of the lake, where it's more low impact recreation areas, like with the trails. So those were definitely classifications in that old master plan. And so this would just be updating those to either clarify that, yes, these are going to continue to be higher density recreation areas, or there's some areas that maybe have some cultural resource issues that need to have protection, or sensitive species areas that need to be designated. So those are some of the things that would change, or, have the opportunity to be changed.
You've both mentioned an open house in passing. That was in Shady Cove recently, is that right?
Yes, it was at Shady Cove on January 10th, and we had a really great turnout. 18 people showed up and got a varying degree of comments. And just a plug for anyone that wants to make comments on this master plan, all you have to do is Google search Rogue River Master Plan, and that'll take you right to our webpage, and you can make comments and get those into our considerations when we develop this master plan.
And we have a direct link as well from our blurb about this on our website at jeffexchange.org. Did you hear some things, Gail, at the open house in Shady Cove that indicated there's strong desire for something or for something not to happen?
Well, a lot of the information we received was a lot of people liked the rustic feel of Elk Creek and that it was a really special place, and some indicated that they'd like more people to know about it and to have access to it. And then there was also folks that wanted to possibly use the gravel piles for motocross activities, perhaps camping areas or, jamborees in the future. But those are kind of some of the comments that we took down.
Mm-hmm. And so, interesting point about the rustic nature of Elk Creek. Susie Hill, I imagine, as an environmental specialist, that can be a tricky thing to try to deliver, because if you have a place that people consider rustic and it's so popular that more people come to it, it sort of ceases to be rustic, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I think, and that's sort of when we're looking at the land classifications. Yes, there's that desire that we heard from the community when we were at the open house. It's like, we really like the rugged, but we want people to enjoy that rugged nature. And that, so as you advertise, if you will, then you start bringing more people. And so the management of that area becomes really key. And I think that's really what these master plans are going to help us guide for the future. One of the things that is in our policy for master plans, which I always think is a great way, is that, it's a master plan is intended to guide the responsible stewardship and sustainable use for the benefit of present and future generations. So what we're really looking at is, hey, if there is a need and a desire for more people to go there and experience and be able to enjoy that area, how does that manifest itself in the master plan? How can that master plan help our natural resources managers that are down on the Rogue River sort of manage that recreation. And so that's the goal of the master plan, is to help us, you know, figure out how to do that. And so we're so happy to be here today because we're so early in the process. Like, we're super early in the process. We're really looking for a lot of ideas from the community right now, and that's why we're so glad to hear so many different ideas at the open house. And so this is a great time for the community to get on, let us know what their vision is for the area and what they'd like to see.
Susie, what kinds of comments as you go through the planning process are the most helpful to you, either in what they address or how they address it?
You know, it's always nice to hear what people want to see there. You know, like those ideas, like, we like the rugged nature, we'd like to keep that. Or we would like to see the Rogue River Nature Center become more of a centerpiece for, you know, as a visitor center, as maybe a waypoint as people are going along to Crater Lake National Park. So really what's helpful, especially at this stage, is what does the community like to see? What would they like to see preserved? Just kind of get a general sense of what are their desires. At this stage, that's really the kind of comments that are most helpful to us.
We are talking with Susie Hill and Gail Saldana from the Army Corps of Engineers about the Rogue River Master Plan for the use of the lands around Lost Creek, Applegate, and Elk Creek Dams. It's a little aside from the point, but I'll bring in this question from Mike in Medford, Gail. He says, is there any plan to remove Applegate and Lost Creek Dams in the next 50 years? From what I've read, they're pretty bad for our river ecosystems. I don't think I've heard of any such plan, but you would know better than I.
No, there is no such plan. Not to say that can't come up, but that is not in the plan. They're authorized projects, and it would take an act of Congress to do any removal of those dams.
It would indeed. Okay, so back to the Rogue River Master Plan. There are 9 areas for evaluation in the environmental assessment listed. Some you'd expect: air quality, water quality, historical and cultural resources, recreation, of course. Socioeconomics comes in there too, though, Gail. How is that addressed by a master plan?
They look at the areas around there and how any kind of development or non-development will impact the economy in the area. Like the McGregor Park, would that create more visitation, provide economic growth for the area with no more visitors? You know, kind of things along that line. Susie, do you have anything to add?
No, I think you covered it pretty well, Gail.
So this is obviously not an instant process, and we're talking about updating plans that haven't been updated since the late 70s. What has been done already just in the process? And I mentioned NEPA, that's the National Environmental Policy Act, which requires things like environmental impact statements, EISs, or in this case, an environmental assessment, an EA. So how far into the process are you at this point, Susie?
I think, like I said, we're at the scoping stage, so right now we're just really listening to the community. You mentioned we have some preliminary resource issues that we're looking at. Are there additional that we need to meet? We also had a sort of informal charrette with our federal agency partners. We met with Forest Service, Bureau of Land Management, and some of our state partners as well. The Oregon State Parks, Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife, and did a day-long charrette and heard a lot of their concerns as well. So that's where we are right now in that process, is just a data collection, gathering public input, gathering input from our stakeholders, from our other sort of, and also, and Gail just reminded me kindly that we also are reaching out to our tribal governments in the area and getting the inputs from the tribes. And so right now we're at that gathering input, gathering data stage. We're going to synthesize that information, look at, you know, what can we do for management, and then a draft master plan and environmental assessment will be released for public comment. We're thinking along mid-June, and there'll be another public meeting. So that's kind of where we are in the process, is you know, and at that point the community will have an opportunity to say, this is where, you know, we've heard what you've said, this is what we've looked at, and this is how we think it should be guided, and we'll have another opportunity to give us more feedback.
Okay, so comment now, and then that closes Friday, and then the draft plan comes out in a few months, and then a chance for comment again there.
Yes.
Okay, that is the Rogue River Master Plan, open for comments until this Friday. Susie Hill, an environmental specialist, Gail Saldana, the project manager with the Army Corps of Engineers. Thank you both for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.
Thank you.